You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Celebrating three decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
The cries of a fruit seller in Guadalajara, Mexico. All over the world, at marketplaces like this one, you might think there would be an endless variety of produce. The fact is that, globally, people's diets are limited to a relatively small number of foods. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Of the 500,000 plants man on a global basis has used as foods, even in time of famine, only some 3,000. Of these, only 150 have ever been important enough to enter the world commerce. And of these, man, as a global animal, lives on 12 or 13 species.
Dr. Richard Evan Schultes is Jeffrey Professor of Biology and the Director of the Botanical Museum at Harvard University, Emeritus.
There are three grains, rice, the most important, wheat, and corn. There are several roots or tubers, the white potato, the sweet potato, and cassava. There are several sources of protein, the common bean, the soybean, and peanuts. There are two sugars, sugar cane and sugar beet. Then there are banana and plantains, and of course, in many parts of the world, coconut.
This small group of crops forms the core of most of the world's diets. By contrast, Dr. Schultes estimates that as many as 200,000 different plants around the world have medicinal uses.
Usually the foods are obvious, whereas most plant chemicals that could be used as medicines are hidden.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.